Yeah, because they're all in the pocket of Big Popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, hey, take it to the concession stand.
We're on to you, movie theaters.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin, and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
Hey guys.
Hello, everybody. How is your crochet going?
It's going.
Okay. This is your, like, main hobby right now.
Yeah, I'm really obsessed with it.
Actually, I don't want to say main hobby. It's like your main life activity.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that good at it, so, like, I can't do a lot of complex shit yet.
Okay.
I try, I fail, but I'm pretty good at, like, making hats and scarves and stuff like that.
I'm impressed with it, and you often will show me something, and you'll show it to me sheepishly, and you're like, you could probably see all the flaws. And like, no, I can't. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. It looks impeccable to me, but I am I'm no fashion expert.
Yeah, that's true.
In the least.
I've been enjoying it, though. Yeah. But man, I'm very disappointed with the price of yarn.
Yeah.
And how much you can do with one ball of yarn. Not a lot.
It's a skein, I believe skein. It's called.
Yeah.
They see, newbies would call it a ball, but yeah. I know it's a skein.
Well, I didn't want to say it because, like, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right either.
Skein or skein or
skein. Don't make fun of people who mispronounce things. It just means they read it. You're an intellectual.
That's true. But yeah, it's really disappointing how little you can make with just one.
Yeah.
And so you have to, like, kind of set out to buy a bunch of one color and size so that you can actually, like, finish a project.
You have this buffet mentality with a lot of things you buy.
Yes.
And this included, where you're like, oh, I'm going to order some yarn. I'm going to get like 8. I'm going to call them balls anyway. I'm just going to call them balls. You're like, I'm going to order 8 balls of yarn or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I love all these colors. So I'll get like,
I'll
get one of each.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, fuck.
And then I can't make anything.
Yeah.
Because like to make a sweater, you need like 8 or 10 of them. Sure. It's a lot.
You could make a very weirdly colored sweater. You could make.
I could if they were all in the same size yarn.
Oh, okay. So you went all over the place.
Yeah, completely. I went all over the place.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of balls of yarn and the amount you'd need, because like I was surprised when you were like, oh yeah, sweaters like 7 or 8 balls of yarn.
Yeah.
And that's surprising to me for some reason. It makes sense if I think about it.
It like, does, you know. But it's disappointing.
Yeah.
You should be able to make a sweater with one ball of yarn.
I think it's because probably like the only people who knit in my family or like whatever crocheted, I don't even know what they were doing, was like my grandmother and my aunt. And I'd always just see them with like their little basket with like 2 or 3 balls of yarn.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so that's going to make a blanket or something. Mm-hmm. But no, they must have had more tucked away and I just didn't know it.
Probably. Yeah. But I do kind of remember like all of my aunts and like grandmas, like they made dish towels and like,
yeah.
And like dish rags.
So they were just like, oh, I got one skein for the month. I'm going to. What can I make with this?
I don't like my grandma never made us like socks or hats or scarves or anything. It was just dishcloths.
I don't know why I thought blanket, because I don't think I have a reason to believe that's what my aunt and grandmother were making. I just saw them knitting and stuff and I was like, that's blankets, I'm sure.
But no, it does take less yarn to knit instead of crochet. Oh, crochet takes like double the yarn.
So you went expensive with your hobby.
I did, yeah. But I can't do the knitting because I find the knitting, because the needles are so long, it hurts my shoulder.
Yeah.
The crochet hooks are little.
Okay.
So I can sit more comfortably.
You seem happy doing the crochet.
I love it. Yeah. I love it so much that sometimes I just want to crochet, but I don't have anything to make or even have enough yarn to make anything.
Yeah.
But I just want to like mindlessly crochet while I watch TV.
Yeah.
It's very soothing.
I'm almost jealous in a way because that seems like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
I guess I do that with like, I like cooking and baking because then I'll put like a movie on or something and I'll have something to do with my hands and part of my attention while I watch something, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to actually watch a movie or TV show anymore. I'm not sure 100%.
I mean, neither do I, because I'm never looking at the TV. Yeah. I'm always looking down at my hands.
I don't know if I could ever go back to a movie theater. I feel like I'd just be, can I make popcorn
so
while
boring.
I watch it? Maybe that's how they sell so much popcorn.
Maybe you need something to do.
You're
with
halfway
your hands.
Through and you're like, fuck, it's a good movie, but fidgeting over here.
Can't even play Candy Crush or whatever while you're watching it because people will yell at you.
Yeah, because they're all in the pocket of Big Popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, hey, take it to the concession stand.
We're on to you, movie theaters.
You're making socks lately.
I am.
I feel like that's an upgrade in your skills and your abilities.
That's true, yes. I tried to make a sock a couple of times and I kept failing, but now I'm getting it.
Can I say, okay, I don't want to make it sound like you're like a tyrant or something. You're not you're not horrible or anything. But I was bracing myself when you said, like, okay, I'm making a sock, because I thought this is going to, you're going to get like,
mad.
Well, you're going to get mad at yourself, right? You're not going to be mean or anything, but you're going to, this is going to bum you
out. I'm going to be disappointed.
You're
going
to get
myself
to a point and you're going to be like, I fucked up the ankle. I don't know how it happened. And now I'm upset, you know?
Yeah.
But you ended up with a thing that fit on your foot.
Yeah.
Like, you made a sock. It fit. And I was impressed and you were happy. And I braced myself for nothing.
You were right to brace yourself, because I had tried to make socks several times and it's always the heel where I fuck it up. But then I found this really, like, easy pattern that must have been written by a beginner, too, because it was not written exactly as complicated as most patterns are. And it was so much easier to follow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that happened, because now you're a talented sock maker.
Thank you.
Which is good, because you're really into socks.
I do really like socks, yeah.
That's what this whole episode's about.
It is.
It's an excuse to talk about socks. Sort of.
Yeah.
You have this, like, contention. This is something you've said before on numerous occasions. This is, like, a thing you insist on.
Yeah.
Which is that women who are, how can I put this? Naked women are not quite as hot as women who are almost naked.
Yes.
You're a fan definitely. Of almost naked women.
They need a little something, a little contrast, you know?
Okay, yeah. You want to, it's like staring right into the sun. Is that it? Like, if she's fully naked, it, like, hurts the eyes?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a fully naked woman.
It's too beautiful.
But I do think that women are really hot when they're wearing some clothes.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, honestly.
Yeah.
I really think about
it. Well, we might get to the bottom of it today, because...
Maybe.
I, with your help a little bit, I drew up a list here of a lot of clothing.
Okay.
Items. And the idea is, I'm going to put this to you. We're going to talk about this. How hot is it when it's just this one clothing of item and otherwise a lady is naked?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I got quite a few. I don't know how many of these are, like 20, 30 things.
Okay.
I feel like we should go from foot to head, like bottom up.
Sure.
Okay. So we're starting with footwear. This one I wasn't going to include, but you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned anklets and toe rings. I was a little surprised, because I don't think of those when I think of, like, she's naked, but she's got that anklet, you know?
I feel like it'd be hot.
Yeah?
I don't know why. I think anklets are kind of made fun of a lot.
They are, but I don't know
why. But I don't know why, because, I mean, I'm not a big fan of a foot, but a, a sexy little foot with an anklet, like, okay. I think that'd be really cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You dress it up, I guess.
Sure.
Or even a toe ring. That could be fun.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something to look at when you're at the foot level.
Yeah. It's like putting makeup on your face. Just enhances its beauty.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna chalk myself up as neutral on the anklet front. Like, maybe I'm wrong. I think from now on, if I see someone with an anklet, I'm like zeroing in. I'm gonna check it out. Yeah. I'm gonna decide, like, does that do anything for me?
I don't think I've ever worn an anklet.
I don't think you have, but I've never
I don't like
thought
my ankles.
Of it before. Well, maybe this is what's missing.
Maybe.
Maybe you just need to jazz it up a little bit. Can you crochet an anklet and then
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen that many anklets, honestly, either.
Yeah.
They had a moment when we were younger.
I think the moment
probably,
has passed, but I'm sure
they
are. Do you
think they're not coming back?
Well,
shit from the 90s is coming back.
Yeah, everything's coming back.
Yeah.
It's got to be coming back.
It's got to be.
Especially because, okay, I don't know why. There are a lot of people who are vociferously into feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Do they like anklets?
That's what I'm wondering, right?
Ooh,
like, and
let us know, guys, if any of you like feet a lot. Like, do you like jewelry on the feet?
Or is that just like,
hey,
you're covering
polish?
Up the foot?
Yeah, or do you just like it au naturel?
Stop hiding, like, your ankle.
I feel like I've heard a lot about, like, foot people who like feet. Like, sometimes they like them, like, dirty. And
okay, yeah, sure.
I don't know if that's always. No, that's not always the
I
case.
I don't think that that's always the case. I really, I think that's a subset of
I've never known anyone with a foot fetish.
Right.
To ask these questions to.
Yeah, you've never had a personal conversation with somebody who was like, I love fucking feet. I love licking feet.
Like, I want to know what it is about the feet. And is it always, like, maybe it's always different.
I mean, it must be maybe a little different now and then. Maybe it
depends on what made the kink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious. Let me know.
Sure. I know you like socks.
I love socks.
You love socks. And actually, I do think socks on a otherwise naked lady.
So hot.
Sign me right up.
Yeah.
I want some of that.
It's cute.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
So I figured we should break it down.
Okay.
Ankle sock.
It can work.
But it's not enough sock.
It's not my favorite.
It's not enough sock.
I prefer
right?
more That's the sock. Thing.
You want more sock.
It depends, though. I think sometimes it could be nice. Really, I don't think women can go wrong in any way. No. So this might be a pretty biased.
I worried about this. I worried that this would just be a list of things that you would say, yeah.
Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah, I want some more. Which is fine. You know, that can just be the episode. It's just like, and the moral of the story is.
A lady can do no wrong.
Women can even have dirty feet and it's hot.
No, but maybe cute. Yeah.
So ankle socks, yes, but also not your favorite sock.
No.
I put athletic sock / tube sock.
Okay. I like those.
Okay.
I mean... I like tube socks more than athletic socks.
Okay.
But I think it could all be still hot.
Sure.
I was going to say that ankle sock was my least favorite sock, but then I realized, no, it's not. Toe socks are my least favorite
toe
sock.
Toe socks?
Do you remember toe socks?
No, I do remember toe socks. I'm trying to think. Call me indifferent on that one as well.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't be like, oh, no, not that. But I wouldn't be like... Oh, thank
God,
heavens, the toe socks.
Like, would I turn down a lady with toe socks? No.
No, well, women can
but
do
I,
no wrong.
I would try and convince her not to wear them.
Well, wait. What if she wore sandals with them?
Would oh, my God. I mean, if she really loved them, she can wear them, but...
What about knee-high socks? I think this is where...
I love knee-high
socks.
That's
the ticket
right
there.
Yeah.
Knee-high versus thigh-high, where do you stand?
I feel like there's a place and time for either one, but okay. I do prefer thigh-highs.
In general, yeah.
But
okay.
Thigh-highs are also kind of a pain in the ass because they tend to slip down.
I feel like when you're admiring a woman, that's not your problem, though.
That they
Unless
slip
it,
down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't That's have to worry true. About them slipping down.
That's true, yeah. No, they're fucking hot. And I love thighs. I'm obsessed with thighs.
Like, I can understand you wearing the sock. You'd be like, oh, great. This is the thing I have to worry about.
But yeah, I have to wear belts.
Unless you're, like, wearing vicarious. Like a garter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're sock, thigh-high belts.
Thigh-high belts. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. You do have to wear belts around.
Otherwise, they just slip down.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
maybe you worry about the thigh, like maybe it distracts you too much if you're like vicariously like worried about somebody. You're like, oh no, that poor dear, she's gonna have to fuss with those socks all night.
No, I still want her to wear them.
Good.
But those like really showcase the thighs, I feel like. And I love thighs. They're my favorite part of a woman's body.
Yeah, you're a thigh freak.
Hottest part, yes. And so I love when it just like, it just meets right there at the chunkiest part of her thigh.
I do appreciate that too. I can appreciate thighs. Thighs are fantastic.
Yeah.
They're up there. I'm like a traditional like male chauvinist, right? I'm just kind of like ass. Pussy and tits, that's what I want, but I do appreciate a good thigh as well. I'm a basic guy is what I'm saying. I'm just basic.
Yeah,
just want a motorboated lady with big boobs and
I mean, I don't not want to do that.
No, I'm actually quite open to the small breasts as well. I'm just let's move on to shoes. Sneakers.
Hot.
How do you feel about sneakers? Are very hot for some
very
reason.
Hot.
I don't
I
know
love
why.
It. They're playful.
I've come to that's what I think it is.
Cute.
Maybe I don't know. There's something about sneakers where I'm just like, yeah. It's do I have a foot fetish? Is this count as a foot fetish? Because the sneaker is doing something for
but
me.
But they
here.
Stay on. Does that count? I think it's a shoe fetish.
Yeah, well, okay, I guess so. Actually, you know what I think it is? Because the second one I have listed here is sandals. And you know what? I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Not a fan of sandals as like a sexual accessory.
Now, I would say there's a difference in sandals, obviously, because...
Well, okay, yeah. Like, we've got, I'm thinking like a strappy little number. I'm not thinking like...
I think strappy little numbers can be nice.
Like, sometimes. You know, if like if you're hiking with a hottie and she's got her sandals on and yeah. she wants you to fuck her against a tree, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, no. Please.
Not in those shoes.
I might look down and see your sandals. Like, I'm not... Can we go home and change? Like, but no, yeah. I'm not a particular fan of sandals.
Yeah.
In general, like, I don't like wearing them either. I don't think I've ever seen somebody in a sandal and sandals. Thought, like, that's a good for them on the sandal. It's just kind of a thing that I associate with, like, that must be functional. Like, I'm sure it breathes nicely, you know?
I feel like it's, you're exposed in sandals. Like, you're, you could, it's like putting your jugular out there. Like...
Sure, your soul is protected, but what if somebody steps on your foot?
Somebody could step on your toes, or you could, like, what if you, like, stub your toe in sandals? No,
you're such a worst-case scenario thinker that you can't handle the thought of sandals.
I'm also weird about feet, so, like, no.
Okay, well, how about high heels?
I think interesting. They're fun sometimes.
Okay.
I love the way they click on the floor.
Okay,
that's my favorite part.
You like hearing a leggy lady coming at you with her.
I love seeing women like, you know, strut in heels and they're wearing like something tight and all that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't care for the heels to be on past the admiration phase. Okay. Like, I don't care for heels to be on during sex or
the admiration phase.
Like, I will ogle a woman walking in heels, and obviously that makes their thighs look really good.
Okay, yeah, so we're back to the thighs.
Yeah, and their ass looks really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, there are definitely pros to heels, but like the heels themselves,
okay. Yeah,
it's more about the thighs.
It's just about the thighs.
It's a thigh prop. It's a yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't really care for heels. I've never been able to walk in heels.
No, like, you're not a heel person.
No, I like myself enough not to ever wear heels.
I see, I don't know. I know that like some people say like once you get used to heels, it's just like wearing flats practically or like whatever. Yeah. But like you are so clumsy.
Gotten used to
that. That I don't know if I'd trust you in heels, you know? Like I feel like I'd always have to be holding your arm.
Yeah, you would totally. I mean, you practically have to now. I trip air.
That's what I mean, you know? Like I don't think you need any like stilts for your heels, you know?
I still remember like being like 12 and I had a pair of like boot heels, so it was like not like a tiny little heel, it was like a big chunky heel,
right? Yeah
And I used to fucking like fall and trip in them all the time, and I was like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, and I never went back. I never tried heels
again. it might make your thighs look good, but you don't have the inner ear for it.
No. Okay. I do not at all.
Yeah,
I just, you know, I get hurt enough on flats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a really clumsy person. I trip. I would break my ankle, probably.
Yeah, possibly.
And so, you know, that's just never been appealing. And so I guess I don't fully see it as that appealing,
like, I get
on women.
It. Like, I don't... I guess I've never once had the thought, like I've never considered a heel for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the thought of having to wear something that's, like, you know, I feel like it would be similar to, like, sometimes if I really, like, because I'm too cheap to replace my shoes a lot, you know, like, eventually they wear out so badly that, like, they're, like, the sole is, like, tipped to one side practically. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's uneven. Uh-huh. And I'm walking around in these uneven fucking shoes. That's usually when I buy new ones.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'm walking around in these uneven shoes, and that's a nightmare. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's a gentle slope. I can't imagine, like, a high slope that makes my thighs look amazing. That would be... That'd suck.
Yeah.
It'd be except for the thigh thing.
The thigh thing would be a perk, definitely.
I'm not sure if it would do much for mine, but...
Yeah.
Naked lady in work boots.
That's weirdly hot.
Okay, I had the exact same phrase in my mind when I thought about it. Really? I thought weirdly hot. Yeah, there's something about, I don't know what it is.
You can't really explain it, but it would be hot.
No, yeah. I can't, because I can't. I feel like I can put words together for why, like, the sneakers are cute and why the sandals don't do anything for me, you know, but like work boots, I don't know why, but it's like, yeah, I will bend her thighs back. I will bend her legs back and pound her hard. Just because of those fucking work boots.
Do you think it's like because it's cute? Because it's like...
Maybe I just like a girl with a job.
Maybe.
I don't know. She looks like she could take care of business.
She probably looks strong too. Like,
sure, yeah.
Maybe that looks cool. I don't know.
I have
no idea.
What
do you think about cowboy boots? Because that would be kind of similar.
Zero.
Really?
I really don't. I don't know why. I feel like it's similar to heels and sandals, where like heels and sandals don't really do anything for me, but cowboy boots also I find like
really
active, I have like an active dislike. I would never be like, you know, I'd never like if a country girl seduced me and that was just my life, I'd be like, yeah, no, your denim Daisy Dukes and your boots could stay on during
I'm
sex,
gonna
right?
change your fucking mind.
But you okay? You're gonna have to. Yeah, you okay? Maybe you could.
Because I think that's so fucking hot.
Okay,
especially because they go like way up to the knee.
See, I don't even have it on my list because it never occurred to me to even think of a like. I didn't even want it to cross my mind. I don't
feel like
know
it would
why.
Be similar to work boots, because what if they're out working in the field?
I mean, okay, but. Do you have to wear
in
those
shorts like, and like a plaid shirt?
I don't know why. I've never really stopped to think about it.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I just know I don't like cowboy boots in any way, shape, or form. I don't know if it's because to me they look tacky or gaudy or I don't know. Like if I'm watching like a John Wayne movie, I'm like, okay, fine, you know, like they can wear the cowboy boots. But even then, it's like
I feel like even a guy in cowboy boots is hot.
Well, you know, that's not my business. I wouldn't wear them.
Wow.
I don't think I could pull them off.
I wouldn't have thought that you would have such a strong stance
against
them.
I honestly never thought about it until this moment. But yeah, I kind of do have a...
That's so funny.
I feel like every time a girl is like, I want some cowboy boots, I think that's just a mistake, isn't it? It's just a mistake waiting to happen.
Oh, well. I guess I won't be able to use you to get some cowboy boots.
I mean, you can get cowboy boots if you want. It's just...
Yeah, but I won't be able to be like, it's for sex, so we
I'll
should
take
buy
the sex,
it.
And I'll... How about this? I'll buy sex off you for cowboy boots. You can wear something else.
I'll know that you won't like it, so...
Okay, well, you know. You can change my mind. It's quite possible. I've never really fully thought about it. I don't see women with cowboy boots that often.
Hmm.
Maybe I haven't seen, like, an outfit where it works. Maybe I've seen an outfit where the cowboy boots are just, like... Why did you choose that in the rest of your outfit? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't match. It doesn't fit properly. Maybe if I saw a proper cowgirl, you know, with the chaps and
the with the chaps. Sexy.
Are you looking up cowgirl boots?
Cowgirl. No, I'm looking up sexy cowgirl.
Okay, fine. Like, sexy cowgirl, I understand. I can get behind a sexy cowgirl. I'll get in front of a sexy cowgirl.
Okay, look at this. Look at this. Cowboy boots, cute.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to.
Like, it's fine. I'm glad I saw a girl's butt. I regretted looking past her knees. Did you just look up chubby cowgirl?
Yes.
You know me too well. Like, that sounds like I want to type that into Pornhub. I know I'm going to enjoy what I see. That's fine. I'm at best neutral about it. But like, why not work boots?
Because cow
like why
girl
did you go to the store
tighter.
Why did you go to the store and
loose.
Buy that? Yeah,
these are tight. They show the leg.
Like, I would fuck a chubby country girl. Like, that is not, there's no debate about that. I am, you bring one here, I'll prove it to you. But the cowboy boots are a net negative for me.
Wow, okay.
I don't know why.
Interesting.
But here's something. Knee-high boots that are not cowboy boots. How do you feel about those? I think like here we're getting into
what
a slightly
kind of boot?
Different
like winter
territory.
Boot or rubber boot.
Oh, I didn't even think about winter boot, but that's a good look. I kind of like a winter boot.
Yeah, I like a winter boot too.
I was just thinking how
I like a rubber boot too, honestly.
It's better than a cowboy boot. I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain. Have I ever seen a lady wear only rubber boots or almost only rubber boots? And I really don't know that I have. But now I'm curious.
I want to get
it. Could work actually. I'm trying to think about it. I'm thinking like cute rubber boots, like not like
yeah.
I'm not thinking of like waders, like if you're gonna go like catch some catfish.
No,
you know, but like cute ones. Yeah, that could. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's probably fuckable as hell.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Cool.
What about Crocs?
I hate Crocs.
I can't say once again. I can't say I've seen a naked girl in Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a thing you couldn't unsee if you saw it. Like, I'm sure I've never seen it because I think that would be etched in my mind.
It'd be like fucking Dora the Explorer. I don't know why.
Well, but don't make it sound so appealing.
I mean, yeah, Crocs are an ugly, no offense to anyone who wears them, because I hear they're very comfortable. I've honestly never tried them. I've never once
heard someone defend them on any aesthetic grounds. I've only heard people say like, yeah, but they're comfortable.
They're so comfy.
Nobody's ever said like, actually, they look good.
Yeah. I won't try them because they say you won't go back after, and I don't want to not go back.
I don't know if this is true, but I remember for a while they were really hot. Like, not sexually hot, just hot on the market, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then, like, they were super popular. And then a lot of, like, you know, physical therapists and people like that were, like, writing all these, like, urgent articles saying, stop fucking wearing Crocs. They're killing your back. They feel good, but, like, they're killing
you,
you know? Like,
yeah.
You're going to be hunched over the rest of your life. And not in a sexy way, because these are Crocs. They're not work boots.
Oh, no.
So I don't know. Maybe they're bad for you.
I don't know. I think they're having a comeback though, because now you can buy these like little gems to put on them.
Yeah, sure.
Like little accessories.
Sure. Like the toe ring of the Croc world.
Yes. And people are like buying them now again.
I mean, you know, do what you got to do, right? If you're going to wear Crocs.
They even make high heel ones. Right.
That's news to me.
Just two for two. No.
Can I maybe walk back thinking that cowboy boots are the worst footwear?
Yes.
This might take the cake.
Yeah.
You ready to move up to the leg?
Yes.
Leg wear?
I love legs.
We've established. Okay, you know what? I just had a memory where we were buying these like... Remember, there used to be a sex shop in our hometown, and they used to sell like packs of... dirty magazines, like you'd buy them. They were like, I don't know why they were selling them like that, but it'd be like in a bag and you'd get like three or four or something.
It was two, right?
And
it was always one that you'd want and one that you wouldn't exactly want.
I think I'm starting to realize why they were like that, right?
Yeah, because they wanted to sell the other ones.
Like, okay, we'll never get rid of like, you know,
yeah,
Clean Feet magazine, but we'll get rid of Dirty Feet magazine, so we'll package them together.
I wonder if also, because it would be a really good way of like, if anybody has any secret kinks that they're a little uncomfortable about, then you can like be like, yeah, no, they came in a pack, I wanted jugs.
Okay. I was just gonna say Jugs magazine, and somehow we're on the same fucking wavelength here.
It's ESP.
Yeah. Yeah, no, pegging monthly. I'm not interested in that at all. I'm just here for Jugs magazine.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, maybe, because that would be helpful for some.
I get that.
Yeah.
But I remember there was one that was like a legs magazine. It was like all leg stuff. And you were like, oh, hell yeah. And you bought this issue of a legs magazine.
I even knew back then.
But I remember you were like looking through it and you're like, oh, this is like a foot fetish thing. Like,
yeah.
You were kind of like, wait, where are the legs? This is all...
Yeah,
it's like there's legs in behind the feet, you know, they're attached to the feet, but the feet are clearly the focus here.
Yes. But you couldn't see because it was in a plastic bag sealed until you
took it home. Well, that's how they get you.
It was. Otherwise, I guess people would be jerking off in the aisle.
Well, that too, I suppose. Okay, but what about... How do you feel about leg warmers?
I love leg warmers.
Yeah, I figured.
Super hot. Super hot.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I don't know why, but like just the way that they're like kind of baggy and slouchy.
Yeah, the slouchiness
and cozy
really helps the look. I don't know why, but that's part of the fun here.
See, I never wear leg warmers because I don't like being sockless.
Mm.
And I feel dumb wearing leg warmers and socks. I feel like that doesn't really work. It looks better without socks.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen them with socks.
It's
kind
of like socks and sandals, you know?
It looks yeah, weird. It's sort of like, do you not understand the concept of a leg warmer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Although you still might want a foot warmer.
It still warms your leg. Yeah, exactly. No, the point is to have cold toes.
Yeah, so I just do a lot of socks instead. Yeah, but yeah. I really wish I could wear leg warmers.
Right.
That would be something else I could crochet.
Maybe just make a really loose sock and then it's like a warming sock.
That's true.
Okay, what about this is one where I'm not sure how you feel about this. Mm. And I'm not sure what you're gonna say. This is totally uncharted territory.
Okay.
Pantyhose.
Okay. Pantyhose.
Yeah.
I don't like pantyhose.
Okay.
I have no thing for it, but
yeah.
I do have a thing for the ripping of it.
Okay, yeah.
And also, like, I'm thinking that, like, I've watched videos and I've looked at content of women not necessarily in pantyhose, but they're in black tights.
Okay.
And I like that.
I feel like black tights is different.
Yeah. Yeah. Pantyhose is, like, not a fun... it's not a nice material.
So, wait. Do you dislike pantyhose so much that you're, like, you get off on them being destroyed? Is that the idea? Yeah, rip the fucking pantyhose.
No, I just
apart.
Love ripping yeah. things, and pantyhose is like an easy thing to rip.
You like to strip and a woman aggressively.
Plus, I like you put those on once and they fucking rip. Like,
sure, which is all what you're all
well
about anyway.
Rip
right?
them for sex. But yeah, they're a very I don't know what the fuck they're made out of. Mm-hmm. Nylon?
Nylon, I guess.
It doesn't feel good on the hands.
Okay.
So yeah. I kind of associate them with a yuck feeling.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, no.
Interesting.
But maybe a black pair.
Okay, yeah, I can
could
that
be hot.
That is yeah, I never considered how the black coloring makes all the difference because yeah. I am to me see, I didn't know where you'd stand because you're a big leg lady, right? Mm-hmm. You like the legs and so mm-hmm. this is a leg thing, but I like thighs too, but pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm sorry, everybody who's listening, but that is the cowboy boot of the leg. That is the...
Well, yeah, and it's
don't,
just kind of boring.
I don't know why. I'm not sure why at all. I don't understand what it is, but mm-hmm. To me, it's a negative. I'm like,
yeah,
that actually makes it like
well, they always got
attractive.
That seam up the stomach, too. Like, they're not cute.
Well, that's a little much, too. Yeah.
They're not supposed to be seen up there.
Maybe that's the problem. I'm seeing it out of its natural habitat, you know?
Yeah.
It won't mate in captivity, right? Like, it's just...
But tights, I like tights a lot more.
Yeah.
Because I feel like tights are more, like, solid color. They're not as sheer.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah.
Because I think when you go for, like, white tights or black tights or something like that...
Blue.
Yeah, then you're looking fine.
Purple.
But there's something about the pantyhose that I'm just like...
It's boring.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah. Now, I listed one here, but I know your answer.
Mm.
Fishnet stockings.
I love fishnet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
First off, they're rippable.
They're rippable.
So you're like
yeah.
that. But even before the ripping, I think you're...
I have always been obsessed with fishnet, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe the contrast?
Yeah. I like fishnet.
Yeah.
But not like in any sort of like, oh, that really does something for me.
Mm.
But one thing I've realized is the fishnet itself is not that exciting to me.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of really like the type of women who wear fishnet. You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, there's so many, like, goth girls and just, like,
yeah.
you know, like, types of...
Emo girls.
Like, whatever, right? And it's just like,
punk.
Oh, okay, these ladies do something for me.
Yeah.
And the fishnet's part of that.
Yeah.
But just on its own, it's like,
they're
whatever.
They're dirty girls. You
know? Well, I think some of them are very nice, but...
They're nice no, and dirty.
No, I love a dirty girl, too. Yeah, that's yeah. actually one of my favorite qualities in a lady. It's like, oh, she'd like to be nasty.
Yeah. It is an appealing quality.
Oh, yeah. I could even overlook cowboy boots if she was nasty enough.
What if it was fishnet and cowboy boots? I would love that.
Did Would you?
Yes. And jean shorts and a plaid shirt.
Fishnet. Yes. And jean shorts. And so you just cowboy described boots. A cowgirl who put on fishnets.
This is a little gothy cowgirl.
I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to get it.
I would love that.
Yeah. Chubby gothy cowgirl.
Hot.
I mean, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen it involving fishnets, and possibly never even with cowboy boots.
Do I need to make this costume?
But there is like a country goth look that is like a thing, like a
yeah.
And it's a pretty good thing, you know. It's a pretty attractive thing.
Do I need to look up country goth?
You can if you want.
Country goth.
But there's no going back once you do.
It put country golf.
It's not a popular thing. It's just I've seen it a few times.
Goth. Oh, fishnet.
Let me see.
You can't see your cowboy boots, but you can imagine that she's wearing them. Oh,
yeah,
okay, there you
go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like a fancy cowgirl.
This girl could be wearing fishnet.
Under all that clothing.
yeah, this works for me. Oh, she's not wearing cowboy boots, though. She's wearing, like, Doc Marten.
Well, that's a much, that's boots. That's a big improvement.
Well, that's really hot, though.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
See, I think that's the main appeal of a goth cowgirl is she might be wearing a Doc Martens and stuff. You ready to move on to the hips?
Yeah, I love hips.
Mm-hmm.
Very close to thighs.
Booty shorts. How do you feel about booty shorts?
I love booty shorts. Okay. Very hot. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Because of the tightness?
I don't
of the,
feel like I can wear booty shorts, but I wish I could.
Do you have too much booty?
I have like, I don't know. It's like weirdly not enough ass.
Oh.
In the way I fill out shorts. I beg to differ. I don't know.
You feel just, like you don't fill
I
them
never,
out, right?
I never look like cheeked up. I look like... It's like the shorts always come too far down.
Is this the difference between being cheeked up and caked up?
Maybe.
Or is there a difference?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't know there was a difference, but those are the only words I really know to describe what's going on with somebody's shorts material.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. Nothing ever fits my ass right.
Yeah.
No. But mm-hmm. when it does, it looks fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a fan. This is like the thigh highs again. It's like on anyone but you.
Yeah.
You're like, not for me. But. Yeah. To be fair, I also like booty shorts, but I'd rather not wear them.
Yeah, that's you know? That makes sense.
Yeah. Same with the next
you don't
item.
Have an ass.
Yeah, I'd have to pad my booty shorts if I was going to wear them. Otherwise, it'd just be embarrassing. It's like, why highlight that? Why highlight that you have no ass, you know?
We should get you some booty shorts.
I think we
and
should
one
not.
Of those fake butts.
Okay, I'll get booty shorts
see.
And
cowboy
boots.
I just
want to
see what it would look like if you had a big ass. I'm genuinely curious.
Well, I better start squatting some more. You know, a long time ago, I was going to like get fit, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I was going to buy... Hard. I remember I was going to buy like a power block kind of thing. I don't know what they're called, but like, you know, those like...
The
like a dumbbell, dumbbells that
weight.
Have like interchangeable weights, right? So like instead of buying like a big fucking set, you just, you know, you work your way up. And I was like, oh, I'll work my way up to like a decent, you know. And I just, I looked at the price and I was like, oh, maybe next month. And then the next month I was like, well, I'm kind of tight right now. So maybe the month after. And it just never happened.
Expensive.
I think at one point we had like a decent month financially and I was like, oh, I have the money for it. And it was out of stock everywhere.
Oh yeah,
it was like 2020,
true.
And everybody was like, "Oh, time to make home gyms
fucking
and shit,
their
right?"
Own gyms.
And I was like, "Fuck, I coincidentally was trying to make my home gym."
Yeah,
everything's
that's
out of stock,
true.
And so I just and so instead of I was like, "Fuck it," then I won't get in shape. Just
it's too hard.
Well, I just maybe I was just looking for an excuse not to, and that was it, but. But I was really determined. I think it took the wind out of my sails.
Well,
I was
that
just like,
would have done it to me.
I was
too.
Like, I'm just gonna get heavy. And for a while, I was like, you know what? I've got jugs of water. I've got like bags of big bags of rice. Like, I'll just fucking lift those. But eventually, it's like, why am I working out with the groceries every day? You know, like
you were getting super buff for a little bit when you were carrying the dog.
That's a lot of rice. Yeah, no, that's true. I did. Yeah, that's true. When the dog was being difficult,
yeah,
but he was getting heavy.
He was like 70 pounds.
I was basically carrying a medicine ball everywhere I went.
Yeah.
And that was building some real muscle. And then now he's difficult in different ways, but I'm not lifting him anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably just throw up my back at this point. He's freaking huge.
He's like 80 or 90 pounds.
I better get back to the rice bags so that I can, in case I have to pick him up again, got to work up to it.
We were told he was only going to be around 50 pounds.
Oh, yeah. He passed that real quick.
He likes to eat.
He was like practically born 50 pounds. I don't know why we bought that. Like, oh, the parents are small and it doesn't fucking it mean doesn't anything.
His appetite's large.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, back to it.
Panties. Naked, but with panties on.
I love panties.
Yeah?
So I hate that word, though.
I feel the same way. That's
so
weird.
I hate it so much.
I find myself using the word underwear because I find the word, but it's such, you know, underwear is such a broad category. So for the purposes of this episode, I was like, okay, I should say panties.
Yeah.
But that's probably the last time you'll hear me say it.
Sometimes I've used it on like OnlyFans because I feel like people want the sexy word.
You think it's the sexy word? You're disgusted by it, but it's the sexy word.
I hate the word.
What is it about the word that's so bad? Because I feel the same way. I have a distaste for the word.
I feel like there was so much embarrassment growing up, and it's like it was like the like I feel like my dad, at least I had an abusive dad, so he like made a lot of jokes about like
make sure you
got clean panties on and like
so that would
gross stuff like that. And I feel like boys used to make fun of girls and use the word panties a lot.
Right.
And I think everybody just collectively decided they didn't really like that word anymore. Yeah.
I think it's my moist. It's one of my moists, right? Yeah. Like the word moist, I'm fine with. I have no problem with moist whatsoever.
I love moist.
The moister, the better. In fact,
yeah.
You know?
But cake, pussy, whatever.
Sure. I actually don't mind a dry cake, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, panties to me. It sounds like the way that moist must to other people.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, like, when people say it, I'm just like, why? Oh, why'd you say that?
No.
There are other words.
You didn't. You know what? I think I'm going to stop using it. It's not sexy.
Yeah. I guess that's maybe
I'll say underoos.
Honestly, it'd be better.
Yeah.
But the actual clothing item that is what we refer to as underwear.
Mm-hmm. Panties.
Just a naked lady wearing her underwear.
I love that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that does it for you.
You know what I don't like, though?
What?
G-strings.
Okay, that was my next thing. G-string. I don't like a G-string. Why are we on the same page? We've never talked about this. We've never been like, how do you feel about G-strings? But for some reason, we both arrived at the same conclusion of, you don't need to wear that. That's fine.
We're like one person. I don't know. Except for the cowboy boots.
Well, that's true. We do have, well, I'm allowed to be my own person. We're allowed to have differences of opinion here.
But we agree on G-strings.
Yeah.
G-string is not enough.
And
there's
moist.
Not enough
We're fine
there.
With moist.
Yeah.
We don't like G-string.
And we don't like panties.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, because like you'd think on some level it's like, it's so close to just a bare ass, which I'm more than okay with. Like, that is, in fact, that is probably one of the best sights in the world.
Yeah.
But you throw a G-string on there.
It's ugly.
And for some reason, I'm like, it's just like.
Like, the front is fine,
something.
But the back.
Well,
the
front
tea,
is like,
you know,
kind
it's
of.
Bad.
Yeah, the front is more or less inconspicuous.
It's like a bathing suit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't like it. Yeah.
There is something about it. Maybe it feels.
It's not enough either. Like, it's too naked still.
Right. It's like either. It's like a bit.
Yeah.
If you're going to be naked, right?
Yeah.
It's surprising. It's like, it's not naked enough and it's too naked at the same time. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I have just a weird association where I feel I don't know if I feel like it's tacky or something, or I don't know. Or if I just, you know, it's.
I feel like G-strings are the cheap thongs. Maybe it's that.
How do you feel about thongs?
I like the look of thongs.
Sure.
Depends on the type, though. Like, I like some types more
than
others.
You don't want it to be too close to a G-string.
No, I don't. I want it to be, like, Yeah, more material.
Yeah, there's something about the fact that it's so little coverage in a way.
Yeah.
Almost seems like you got confused making that clothes. Like you forgot what you were doing. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I want more mystery or less.
Yeah. But they're also just kind of ugly. They're not pretty. They're not detailed. They're not delicate. It's not lace or like, you know, anything like it's yeah, just and like I a can't string.
Even if I even think about like obviously the front is different, but like if yeah. you think about like the tactile element, like there's nothing there for you to think like I could run your hand on that and ooh, feels yeah. good. You know, like it's not even that.
I feel like thicker underwear, it kind of like creates a division between the bottom half and the top half. Like you can kind of
okay.
And I feel like when they're completely naked or when they're wearing a G-string,
uh-huh.
it makes everything kind of like blend together more in your eyes. And there's not as much like contrast. And I don't know why, but I don't find that as pleasing.
Okay, so you're bringing in like art theory to explain why the composition of a naked woman's yeah. aesthetic is wrong.
Like it almost shapes their body differently and the G-string doesn't. It gives them no extra shape.
No shape.
Yeah.
And fascinating. I buy that. If only because I have no better explanation. You know, it feels true enough.
That's at least what I like think anyway, yeah. based on yeah. analyzing my thoughts.
Analyzing your thoughts and analyzing other people's thongs.
Yeah.
A mini skirt. Where do you stand on the mini skirt? Is it not enough skirt?
I like it.
Okay.
Depends on the type of mini skirt, I suppose. Okay.
Yeah. I realize this is a broad category.
Like, do we mean mini skirt like we can't see anything or mini skirt like you can see like the whole ruffle ass sticking out, you know? Like ruffle underwear or
ruffle
something.
Ruffle ass. Yeah. I guess I was picturing
like a schoolgirl yeah, like yeah. with a ruffle white underwear and a plaid skirt.
Right.
But like it's, you know, you can see almost her whole butt. Because it's just a sex mini skirt.
I feel like, okay, yeah, I feel like
or if do you mean like be... a mini skirt that you'd wear?
To... Well, I mean like a mini skirt at the very least where you would only see the underwear if she's like bent over or something.
Okay.
Like, I don't mean like a, yeah, I know what you mean. Like a, if you're shopping for like sex costumes or something yeah. and sometimes it's like, this is a schoolgirl outfit and like the mini skirt is actually just a belt. Like it's just really, yeah, it barely covers yeah. your, it like covers half your ass. Like yes. you can see most of your G-string. Yeah. Yes. Which yeah. is not easy to see, by the way. No.
That's true. So mini skirt. I feel like from far away, I don't like a mini skirt. Okay. But up close or bent over or, you know.
From far away?
But like from far away, fashion wise, I'm not like, ooh, that's a hot mini skirt. Uh-huh. Love that.
Oh, is this your her. Admiration phase thing again? Yes. Like at the admiration phase, the mini skirt doesn't do anything for you.
It doesn't, but in
but
the,
if
like,
you're at the like molesting the, like, phase.
Flirting, getting dirty, getting close
like touching
phase.
Somebody
yeah.
phase.
Yeah. Then I would like a mini skirt.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I see that. Okay. I've got a category here I call chest wear.
Chest wear.
We're talking upper body.
So like
here.
Bra?
I think I just forgot the word upper body when I was making the list. I wrote this quickly.
Okay.
This is all like stream of consciousness and we're just dealing with the aftermath. T-shirt. Naked except a T-shirt.
Yes.
Hard yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a girl who Winnie the Poohs.
Yeah.
You know, that's cute.
No bottoms, all shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. All top.
All top.
Yeah.
T-shirt good. Yeah, t-shirt
I think
is a good
cute.
Yeah, a girl who's naked and wearing a t-shirt, I'm yeah. a fan. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah.
That's
especially like
look.
A really loose t-shirt. She's really
oh, sure.
cozy and
loose, tight.
Maybe it's his t-shirt.
Pulled up past her tits all the way down. Doesn't matter. As long as it's
yeah, it's all good.
The only time I don't now this is more of a it's not an aesthetic thing. It's like a I think I saw a pornographic video once. Again, don't want to be scandalizing anybody here, but I do watch pornography.
Yeah.
And there was a lady who was wearing a t-shirt. And at some point, the t-shirt got pulled up over her breasts and then over her, kind of over her head. So like it was like around the back of her neck and over her shoulders. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it just looked uncomfortable. That's all I'm saying. It's just, at that point, I was like, just someone rescue her. Like, take that off.
Wait, you mean like... Like when it's on their back.
Like somebody, and over basically, she like pulled her shirt up all the way up to show her boobs, yeah, right? But I think like it kept falling. So like she put it over her head so that it was like,
yeah,
her throat
I get
is uncovered,
now.
Right? Yeah. But it's around the back of her neck and the and the shoulders. It's hard to describe. Yeah. It's you don't see this very often for good reason. But I was just thinking the whole time. I was like, why not just
it's
remove
like a
it?
Shoulder
what is happening?
Straitjacket.
Yeah, it just looked uncomfortable. And that's the first time that I thought, like, naked with a t-shirt? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a bad move.
That does sound really
bad. I wrote them an email. No, I'm. It just seemed uncomfortable. And it aesthetically, it didn't really do anything other than puzzle me. So. Tank top.
I like tank tops.
Naked lady, just a tank top on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That works.
Okay.
It's a little mystery up top.
A little mystery. Not too much.
Just a little.
You're aware of the shoulder situation, but...
you can probably see the nips.
You can probably... That's true. That is a perk.
Yeah.
That's a pun, by the way.
I didn't even notice. Good job.
You were too busy thinking about those nips.
I was.
I feel like we've once done an episode that covered this extensively, so we're just gonna go through quickly with sweater.
Okay, yeah, I
naked
love sweater.
Girl with a sweater,
yes,
yeah,
that's so hot.
I don't know why, but that's right up there.
It's
that's
cozy,
like,
top sexy,
top five clothing
classic.
Item for a lady to be wearing.
Yeah, I agree.
Wearing nothing but a bra, top underwear, if you will. If you don't like the word bra. I would never consulted you on how you feel about that.
I don't care for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It wouldn't be a problem, but it wouldn't be a preference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of any reason why. It would be like
because you're shy about your boobs, you know. Like,
yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like it's a little like maybe it's just a game of strip poker that went weird, you know. But
yeah, that could happen.
I do agree though. Like it's like it's fine, right?
It wouldn't
like,
enhance anything though.
There's just something strange about it because I find like okay, a woman who's got her two piece underwear right mm-hmm. on. That's sexy,
mm-hmm.
but then she takes off her bottom undies and leaves her top undies on, and I'm at that point it's like, but like you could take off the bra and leave the underwear on, and that's hot, and it's just like, it's just weird because it looks backwards, right? There's something about it that looks like you got confused undressing. That's supposed to come off first.
You went out of order.
That's what I feel like. I guess. Yeah, it's just strange to me.
So it's OCD.
It's. This is how I get diagnosed.
Just doesn't feel right.
Just doesn't feel right. That's true. There's just something about it. I don't know why. It just doesn't seem as aesthetically pleasing as either other option.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why.
I don't get it.
It might be that.
This is a really tough episode to record, I gotta say, because most of my opinions are just like, I don't know why that is, but it is. Like, it's just the heart wants what it wants.
Sometimes it's nature.
Or it doesn't want what it doesn't want.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nature. We weren't meant to wear just a bra. Do you ever see a cheetah just wear a bra? No. Okay, last category. You ready for this?
Yes.
We're going from the bra
uh-huh.
up to the tippy top of the head.
Okay.
I mean, I wrote headwear, but I think you meant hats.
What were you on that day?
I think it was just because, okay, I see a pattern. I think it's because I put footwear, then I put legwear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
Then I was just like working up and I was like, wouldn't it be funny to just put wear? But I forgot that I was, like, at this point, I forgot the bit. So just like hip wear, chest wear, head wear. Like I just.
Okay.
So
headwear.
This is sometimes I do something I think is funny and it's not. So then when I'm doing it in the future, I'm like, what was I thinking? Hats. In general.
I mean...
A naked woman, completely naked, mm-hmm. except she's wearing a hat.
Yes.
Okay. baseball cap.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why, but when when I thought hat, like, it never occurred to me to think, like, ooh, a lady in a sexy hat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think of hats as a sex thing or a sexy thing at all.
But
as soon as I thought baseball cap, I was like, I got, like, a chubby just thinking about that. And I've seen it a few times. Like, you'll watch certain adult videos and you'll see a lady in a baseball cap for whatever reason. It's not, it doesn't even have to be, like, a League of Their Own XXX parody. It just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I've seen
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't want to show their faces. They wear a baseball cap.
Oh, I guess I've never. I've mostly seen the backwards cap, I think.
Oh, that's hot too.
They're both hot.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's fun. It's spunky. I don't even like
baseball.
I know. I don't like sports either, but the look can be hot.
But, you know, she can be into what she's into. You know, like, she's allowed to be into baseball.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to hear about it.
But you'll fuck her with the hat on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It'd be
hot.
Yeah, it is weirdly hot.
Yeah.
Hotter than a trucker cap.
Yeah.
Trucker cap, I feel like, is the lesser cousin of the baseball cap.
Yeah.
That one, to me, is...
See, I bought a couple of hats off of Amazon a couple of years ago because I was like, these are so cute. I'm going to wear these. I'm going to look so cute. And they look like trucker hats. They're
you were thinking baseball cap style.
Yeah, I wanted them to be baseball cap, but they're like trucker. They're huge. They look so stupid on me. So I've never worn them.
It's unfortunate.
Those are awful.
Happens. Yeah.
They are cute, though, if they had been the right shape.
Oh, well. I mean, I feel like you'd pull it off, but, you know.
No.
You literally
it looks
pull
like
it
a bucket on my head. It's so big.
I think that's the thing with the trucker hats. They always just look too big.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong about it. I don't think I've ever seen a trucker hat and thought that's a good look on, like, anyone.
No.
Even a trucker. It's like, man, get a baseball cap. We get that you're a trucker. You don't have to advertise. What about, I don't know how to describe this other than fancy hat.
Okay.
Like a fancy hat. Fancy like hat. A wide brim.
Like a fancy beach hat? Like a...
Maybe a beach hat. Maybe like something a lady in a fancy cocktail dress and a big hat would wear. I don't know.
I think it can be
You
hot.
Don't see them very often, but when I do, I'm like, that's interesting.
It's like, it's a fancy lady. We don't know any fancy
it's alluring,
ladies.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
like
true.
A lady by
I don't
a pool
run in fancy
she's
circles.
She's reading all day.
Sure.
In her one-piece bathing suit and her big brimmed hat.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be hot. Kind of sounds like a mommy situation.
Okay. So you're thinking that she'd be wearing that while like admiring
be like
the
sugar mommy
because she's admiring the hot 20-year-old who's mowing her lawn.
Yeah.
While she's at the pool.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Can you come here and rub lotion on my thighs?"
Yeah. I can't reach.
He's like, "Okay, but I can't fuck you this time because I got to be home by 5."
Yeah. So it could be hot, but it's not my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like it's not my favorite either. I don't ever go out looking for this. But like I've encountered it a few times and thought, that's an interesting.
She's too sophisticated appealing, for us.
Well, that might be it. Maybe I don't believe in myself enough. I'm like, a lady like that, she'd just let me mow her lawn and wouldn't even tip me, let alone fuck me. She doesn't want this.
No.
Are there any other hats that you think would be or hot with like a otherwise nude lady?
A toque? Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that. A nice winter hat.
Winter hats, yeah.
Yeah, beanies, that's actually pretty hot.
Cat beanies, bunny beanies.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
Any kind of winter hat.
Fucking anything on the head seems fine.
Whether you
honestly.
Have a pom-pom or two pom-poms or no pom-pom.
Yeah.
Yeah. All hot. Or like one of those hood things.
What?
The like hood cowl type.
Oh, yeah.
Winter.
Okay.
Garment.
Yeah.
All hot. I think that'd be hot. I took pictures of myself recently in a winter hat with my tits out. Because I had made a hat and I was proud of it. And I wanted to show it off.
I'd like to see that sometime.
Yeah.
Because apparently I'm into every winter hat. Yeah, I'm into
hats.
Well,
you can see it on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Hold on there. We'll pitch that later. Okay. I think that's all I had. And surprisingly, we agree on most things.
We do.
We're soulmates, I tell you.
We are.
except for the cowboy boot things. But you know, everybody's allowed to have their own thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'll like it for the both of us.
Sure. Yeah, you do that. Do you know what's always sexy, though?
What?
Universally. Like, there's no question about it. One of the top things you can wear as a lady to be sexy as hell is a thigh high.
That's true.
Anything thigh high, really. Mm-hmm. And amongst the sexiest of them is Kixies.
Yeah.
Kixies thigh highs.
That's true.
You're a big fan of them.
Yes. You can get them at Betty's. And they have, like, this, like, you know, like... Okay, you don't probably know, but
okay. Well, this is a lady thing. Huh?
Sometimes when you get like Spanx, they have like a layer of like this like plasticky gel glue, almost. I don't know what the fuck it is, but on the inside of the Spanx to keep them in place so they don't roll.
So I will say you're right to assume that I don't know anything about wearing Spanx. Yeah. But I did know about that material. Okay. So
good, good. So they have a little bit of that inside them. So they actually stay up. I've never had thigh high tights that stay up.
On their own.
On their own.
Because you need the belt.
Because I need the damn belt for my socks. Yeah. But you can't wear belts with things that thin.
Yeah, yeah. So these are belt free.
So yeah, you don't need belts and they stay up really well, like through fucking and everything.
Oh yeah. I can attest to that. You keep them on.
And they usually don't, like, you most of the ones I have don't stay on when we're fucking because they kinda like slip down.
That's very true.
These don't. They
sometimes
stay
the
up.
Belt doesn't even
sometimes the belt enough, slips. You know?
Yeah. Sometimes the belt slips, yeah.
Yeah, but these actually stayed up. So I was very impressed by that. And I don't know why, but for literally like a year, I have been calling these in my head. Wait, what are
not
they
just
really?
In your, they're Kixies, but not just
I've
in your head.
I've been calling them Nixies.
You always call them Nixies.
Every time you correct me and say they're called Kixies.
They're Kixies.
Every fucking time I'm like, no, like I really like the Nixies or, oh, I got to recommend the Nixies to them.
Sure, yeah. No,
you're always
wrong.
Correcting me. I don't know why.
So it's Kixies.
It even looks like Kixies. I don't know why.
Yeah, of course.
I'm dyslexic.
It's fine, you know?
But yeah.
It's one of your many quirks.
So I always call them Nixies. No.
Yeah, you always call them Nixies, but they're not Nixies.
I always call them Nixies Kixies now.
Okay.
In my head.
That's a good way to get straight on it, because then you say the thing you want to say, and then you correct yourself immediately, so you know which one's right.
So if I ever say Nixies, that's what I'm talking about.
So they
about.
Don't roll down when you're fucking. That's good. No. So they're good for the admiration stage, and they're also good for the
I mean,
fucking
they're,
stage.
They're good for just wearing.
They're just good in general.
Yeah.
And I really like them. You know what makes them even better is a discount. If you get them at bettystoybox.com and you use the code LOVEEMMA and LOVV. Nope, that's not how you spell love.
It's so funny because we recently had somebody tell us that, like, just so we don't have any accidents, let's pick a different word.
Yeah, because it's too complicated.
She must have put doubt in your mind.
She did. That's the thing. I was going to do it perfectly until somebody said, I don't know, love
don't
Emma's a little
to be
confusing. L-O-V. I almost said L-O-V-V again. Fuck. Love Emma, one word. If you use the code love Emma, one word, at checkout, you can save 15% on your entire order of Kixies or anything else.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to support the show, get a discount, and look fine as hell.
Yeah, definitely.
Up close,
they're
from
so
a distance,
hot.
Wherever.
And they have a bunch of sizes, too.
I'm even going to say, if you want to wear them with cowboy boots, just don't tell me about it. No, I'm sure they would be fine.
No, tell him about it. Send him a picture. Change his mind.
Oh, you're good. That's
oh, no, wait. Is that inappropriate?
It's like those solicitation posts you see online, which is like, I just hate seeing chubby girls naked in cowboy boots. Nothing could ever prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nobody has to send me nudes. It's okay. I can see my wife's tits while she's wearing a hat. It's fine. Good.
I'm going to get someone to change your mind.
Okay. You can try. I'd like to see you try, if only because, you know, I'd appreciate the effort. And it'd be nice. It'd probably be a fun week. If you like this and you want to support the show and get access to the private Discord server, you can go to patreon.com/pillowtalkpodcast and become one of our friends with benefits.
Yeah.
And you can also, if you want to see Emma's tits out with the hat on, is that on OnlyFans? OnlyFans.com/Emma Austin?
Yeah, that's on there OnlyFans. There you
go. OnlyFans.com/Emma Austin.
It might even be on Patreon.
Oh, that's true. I forgot to mention the Patreon nudes. That's another perk of being a friend with benefits. You get the, you get some TNA.
Yeah.
That's tits and ass for people who are a little too young to know that.
And you should not be signing up.
Well, no, I don't mean too young. I just mean, I feel like TNA is more like a 90s slang.
Kind of, I guess. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Everybody's still doing the TNA thing. And follow us on social media. Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, wherever. You're on Instagram. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not attractive enough. I'm more of a personality
guy,
you know, like.
I'm going to post your picture on Instagram.
Yeah, if you want to lose followers. and that's it. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I'm fine if you like a sandal, not my thing.
Yeah. Or Crocs.
Stockings.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a, not stocking, pantyhose. But yeah. Do you think it's because the word panty is in it?
Maybe.
Bothers
actually, maybe. That could be it.
It's tainted everything.
And we're like, we don't know why. It's just gross. Okay. The good thing about it is that there's a bunch of fucking people in this world and they all like different shit. So that's you true. Just got to find somebody who likes the same shit.
They might even be into dirty feet with anklets.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? He's out there somewhere. Okay. Thank you for listening. We love you so much.
We love you very, very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.